Are you going to pace like that all day? I blinked, stared at the black cat as he flicked his tail. What? You've never seen a talking cat before? Willow, you're losing your mind, I muttered to myself. That cat is not talking to you. No, I am. He jumped off the table, coming to sit at my feet. But I'm not technically a cat. He tilted his head to the side, those ears pointing up adorably. I raised my eyebrow. You have whiskers and a tail. And now I'm talking to my cat. She shook her head and studied the ring, remembering how Jackson had presented it to her on one knee. So he is dead? Dominique prompted. No, we broke up, but I'm still wearing this because... Nope, keep it simple. We're taking a break. A long one. Because of the bite. She gasped. What is it with you and that bruise? It makes sense, no? No, it doesn't. Before he could push the issue further, she went on the attack. And to be perfectly honest, neither do you. His eyes widened a little. Oh? An obvious hunk like you, hanging out here all by yourself, sleeping all day and disappearing all night? What gives? I knew you were enjoying the view. Don't change the subject. Like you? What are you doing here, Nick? I can't call you Nick, right? Who are you, really? That seemed to bring him up short for a moment. But then the corner of his mouth lifted, and he practically purred when he said, Perhaps I am a depraved French serial killer, hiding from justice. Of all the gems in Diamond Springs, why did Cam have to own that one? The only one that Kailani hated. We can't Romeo and Juliet our way out of this one. Cam muttered and clenched his jaw, moving his hands from his hair to under his arms, making his shoulders look even bigger. Romeo and Juliet die in the end, Kailani replied. Cam looked miserable. Exactly.